Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So, peeps, it's been a very busy couple of weeks. Last week, I got back from a conference called NAMS, and I've mentioned it before. It stands for Novice to Advanced Marketing Systems. And this conference is held annually, biannually, in Atlanta, and it features some incredible, and I do mean incredible, marketing people. Now, there's a lot of conferences you can go to, and I think this might be the last NAMS. But this is a very different conference than a lot you may go to. First and foremost, it's 3 days. And part of it is keynote speeches from incredible people who have made millions of dollars online. And what they're doing is they're teaching you their secrets. Now, there's a little bit of pitching going on, but the bottom line is most of it is just pure content. The other thing that's so incredible about this conference is the people, the relationships that you build and grow by getting to know them. Now, I was an aide. What I mean by an aide is I was the guy setting up the tech, running microphones, setting up projectors, helping with PowerPoints, all that kind of stuff. And the cool thing about doing that for me is I get to put mics on people that make $1 million a year, and they pay a little bit more attention to you than just somebody sitting in the audience. And I've created some great relationships. As a matter of fact, that's how I built the majority of relationships with people that come on this podcast. I want to interview people that are smarter than me. I want to hang around with people that are smarter than me so that I can learn from them. And that's exactly what this conference is about, is getting to learn from some of the brightest minds in internet marketing. But it's also about building relationships, not only with the people that are speaking, but the people that are in the audience, the people that are the novices or just starting to learn this, because you get the pulse of what's happening out there and what they need to learn. So I want to give you guys a little bit of a capsule of what I learned over the course of that week. And the cool thing is we did those 3 days in the conference, and then I had 2 more days to be in multiple masterminds, an instructor mastermind, and then something called the VIP mastermind, which was for those who joined the NAMS VIP club, which I did. I learned so much through those masterminds and really gathered a lot of data, but a couple of things that I learned that I want to share were happening outside of the actual conference. Actually, the first one was during the conference. It was by somebody named Jim Edwards, and Jim is an incredible marketer, and I hope to get him on this podcast soon. But he taught something about creating content that I thought was incredibly important. He talked about 2 different ways of looking at your content. First is developing principles, and the second is tactics. Now, principles never change. Here's a principle. You need a website. It's a principle. But a tactic is building it in WordPress, adding these plugins, having these pages, having landing pages, all these other things. The tactic is what do you do to get to that point? So what Jim talked about was setting up one part of your training as principles. Teaching people principles never changes. Those principles are something that constantly reflect truth in business. The tactics are things that change constantly. An example of this is, let's say you're talking about PowerPoint, and you're talking about things that you need to do in order to create great PowerPoint presentations. Well, there was Office 2003, 2007, 2010, 2013, and now there's Office 2016. So what you have to do is look at all of these different versions as different tactics. You create a presentation that is built on principles, but then from there, you actually build a presentation for each one of the different pieces of software and the different idiosyncrasies of each one of those. And then if somebody has 2003, 2007, 2010, 2013, whatever, you can have different trainings on each one of those and the idiosyncrasies of each one of those different platforms. That's the difference between principles and tactics. And it's a very short description. I mean, he went on, and he had some great advice. The second thing that happened was outside of the conference. I had a chance to sit down with Lee Collins, who's been interviewed on this show twice. And we were having a conversation about Facebook marketing, specifically Facebook retargeting and Facebook ads. And he dropped some knowledge on me that I want to share with you guys. And here's what it is. What Lee said is you have to look at your audiences as if you have six completely separate audiences. Now, people buy from one of two points. They're either trying to achieve some sort of pleasure. I want to make more money. I want a better lifestyle. Or they're trying to avoid pain. I'm sick and tired of spending money on stuff that's not getting me any results. So think of that first. You got people who are trying to achieve pleasure or avoid pain. The second thing that he talked about was there are three phases in the buying cycle for people. The first one is, I don't know you, I don't like you, I don't trust you. I am completely cold to who you are and what you have to sell. The second piece of the buying cycle is, I kind of know you and I've seen what you do, but I'm not 100% sold or ready to buy what you have right now. The third piece of that buying cycle is hot. These people are ready. They know what you do. They know what you have, and they're ready to make a decision. So what you have to do is divide your messages for those cold, warm, and hot people. And then what you have to think about is, how do I divide those cold, warm, and hot messages into those other two patterns that I talked about? You have cold, warm, and hot who are trying to achieve pleasure. And you have cold, warm, and hot that are trying to stay away from pain. So you have to look at the way that you do things in a way that talks to each one of those audiences. And when you're advertising, when you're marketing, when you're doing Facebook ads, you need to make sure that you touch on each one of those groups differently, meaning that you're going to create a different ad, a different landing page, and different messages for people that are cold, who are trying to avoid pain, and people who are cold and are trying to go towards pleasure. Same thing with the hot people. Those people, you've got two different there. You got one that's trying to avoid pain, one that's trying to get to pleasure. And the warm, same thing. They're trying to avoid pain, they're trying to get to pleasure. So what you need to do is understand that you've got six core markets with six different messages and six different advertisements to reach each one of those people. So let's combine what we talked about. First, Jim talked about principles and tactics. And let's look at those six different people that you're trying to reach. You've got to focus on the benefits for each one of those different audiences. You know what radio station all of them are listening to? WIIFM. What's in it for me? So if you can talk to them in the language that they're ready to hear, if you can show them the benefits of what you, your products, your services, whatever it is that you're selling has for them, and chances are they're going to be a lot more focused on your messages because they feel akin to what you're saying. So focus on the audience, focus on the message, and broadcast them on radio station WIIFM. I know this sounds kind of convoluted and it sounds like a lot of work, but guess what? If you want to reach the right audience, then you have to learn to communicate with them the way they want to be communicated with. You'll be much more successful in your marketing if you learn to adjust to where people are at and talk to them the way they want to be communicated to.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.